It's time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Kim will speak with coaches and players across the region, and your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. This is going to be an abbreviated show this week because we are doing girls basketball regional action starting at 10 o'clock today as Clinton Prairie will play Rochester in their first game. If they should win that tonight, then we will be having action for you tonight at 8 o'clock as they'll play either Frankton or whoever their opponent coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Our schedule of guests for the day today, we'll be having Iowa High School Athletic Association Executive Director Tom Keating. He'll be on here momentarily, followed by Unified Sports Programs President Alan Bodenstein at 9:15. And we've got Tom Rego. Tom Keating, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. How's everything over in your part of the state?
Snowy and cold.
Snowy and cold. Well, I think that's about where we're about to get here too. So, it's been cold. I think yesterday got to maybe 20 to 25 yesterday, and that's been as warm as it's been. So,
we'll take that.
Yeah,
we'll take that.
I understand that completely. So, how things been going?
Pretty good. We're getting ready for the state swim meet today, and our district wrestling meets to qualify for next week's state meet. So things are moving along.
So COVID hasn't slowed you totally down then?
You know, like everybody, we've had some hiccups, but to be honest, we've been very fortunate. Our administrators, our coaches, and our athletes, officials, they're all doing their part to try to keep this thing under control and give us a chance to give the kids an opportunity to compete.
Besides swimming and wrestling, the sports you already mentioned, what are the sports you got going currently right now?
Bowling and basketball.
So, and basketball been going hopefully as well as you'd hoped it would?
Yeah, it really has. And, like I said, we've had a few teams that have had to quarantine for a period of time, but for the most part, the overwhelming majority of our teams have been able to steer clear and continue to compete.
Now, how many classes have you got in both boys and girls basketball?
Yeah, we've got 4 in boys and 5 in girls. And remember, the girls have a separate athletic organization in Iowa.
Okay.
So we don't always do things exactly the same way. We work very closely together, but there are some things that are different. That's one of them.
Now, did you guys get through all your fall sports that you had out there as you'd hoped?
We did.
That's great.
One of the things that happened as we got to the state finals, it was odd, but similar to basketball, our state finals, we had very limited crowd, and that was because 2 days, maybe 3 days before the state finals, the governor had issued a proclamation limiting sporting events to 2 spectators per participant.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board, youth, high school, college, and so that slowed the crowds down. But we had great TV coverage, and again, what we've been saying in our organization is, it's a cliche, but we keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing for us was giving the kids an opportunity to compete. And then everything else, is gravy around it. But even though we couldn't have as many fans as we wanted, we still were able to get the kids on the field and give them a chance to play for a championship.
Now, where do you guys play? Do you guys play inside the Dome or on Northern Iowa's campus, or do you play elsewhere?
We do. Yep.
That's what I thought.
We play. And they were great. We worked very closely with the UNI administration, with the athletic administration there, and with the Dome staff. They've been over backwards to do what we needed them to do.
Now, when basketball comes up, where are you going to play your finals there? Over at Hawkeye? Or?
We play those at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Okay.
That has hosted some NCAA regionals, and we've been there for quite a few years.
Okay. What's been the biggest thing for you guys to adjust to during COVID? Has it been the testing, making sure you get all those protocols in place, or making sure fans are far enough apart? What's been the biggest thing for you guys?
The answer is yes. it's a little bit like a Rubik's Cube, and it's juggling, but the thing is, sometimes it feels like being in a race car on the Indy 500 track, and you're going 200 miles an hour, and you have to keep track of everything, and just when you think you've got everything under control, something comes into your peripheral vision, and you say, "Oh, we forgot about that." And there are so many people to work with, right? I mean, the Department of Public Health, the legislature, the governor's office, our schools, our administrators, our boards, our coaches, and communication, I think, has been, I would say, of all the things throughout COVID since, we're a year into it, right? I mean, this thing hit right at our state championships last year in basketball, and, so communication, meaning do we have all the information we need, and have people communicated with us the way we would like them to? And then are we communicating out in a way that helps our administrators, our coaches, and our public understand? I think that's been, quite frankly, the biggest challenge for it, because just when you think you've got everything covered, you get four or five more questions about things, and you think, geez, we didn't even think about that. So the communication piece has been challenging.
Do you think people now understand after a year of this that there's a heck of a lot to these things that they probably didn't think about, and other than just going out and playing and saying it's okay and just all the other things that you have to do?
I think the majority of people do. I think there are always going to be some that, they're going to find a way. And I don't mean this word to sound as crass as it does, but judge what you do. Mm-hmm. So, Monday morning quarterbacks to say, well, you should have let more people in. You shouldn't have let that many people in. You should, we've had to draw the line somewhere, right? And not everybody likes where we draw the line, but I think we keep going back to that same, comment I made earlier, which is keep the main thing the main thing. And I ask people, are kids playing or not? And they say, well, yes. And I said, remember last spring when people said, please just let the kids play, we'll do anything you want. Mm-hmm. I'm still playing that card.
Hey, I keep playing that card too.
Yep.
It's going to be hard. It'd be hard to trump that right now. So
absolutely.
Speaking of fans, how many are you still allowing the same amount that you were when this first started, or have you guys increased your attendance?
Yeah, the governor has relaxed the restrictions a little bit, but quite frankly, we still feel responsibility to the safety of our participants, our coaches, our officials, our fans, and communities. So we've worked with our venues. And a good example is, at state swimming, the University of Iowa is usually where we host that. But because of, the University of Iowa's stance that they're not going to have any outside groups on campus, we weren't able to be there, which means we're in a smaller venue. We're in a beautiful high school facility, but we can't accommodate the fans. We either had to limit the participants, qualifiers, or not have fans. And we chose keep the main thing the main thing, mm-hmm. let the kids compete, and don't reduce that number. And then we're lucky we have a TV station here locally that's going to televise it, and that'll give people a chance to see it. Now, at Wells Fargo, they can probably seat 15,000, but for wrestling, we'll be at probably 42 to 45, and then in basketball we'll be a little closer to 5,000. And again, that's with distancing I mean, way better than we were in the fall, and it is getting better,
and what that shows is that also it makes those little those little partnerships you have, like with the TV people and you're with, you know, throughout your association, that makes those so much more important that people just kind of say, oh, that's kind of for granted. It's not that big a deal. Yeah, it is that big a deal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, we're all part of the NFHS, as an athletic association. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Indiana is the home of that. And, the NFHS network, quite frankly, has been very helpful because a lot of our schools have those Pixelot cameras and they can stream, the events, even if they didn't want to have an announcer or anything like that, they could still do it. But most of them are putting students as announcers. And so people that can't get in to see the games, live, are able to watch them.
You know, another thing you can point out to anybody that kind of questions what you're doing is take a look at Illinois. They haven't done anything yet. They're, you know, they're not going to have a state tournament. You know, they're just,
right.
And a lot of, they're just not doing it. Their spring season may be something to behold, but, you know, they're not doing anything.
Yep. Correct. You know, and we do feel fortunate. We're ahead in that regard. And, we feel very blessed that we've gotten, other than spring, we've gotten every sport. We've been able to conduct a season and championships in every sport. And you know what's interesting is some of the things that we've done to be able to do to pull this off. Our coaches advisory committees have said, you know, that might not be a bad idea all the time. So we're learning stuff that we wouldn't have learned had we not been in the middle of this. Good examples are state cross country meet. We've always done that in one day. And this year we went to 2 days so we could spread it out. And, you know, the coaches said, you know, that actually works a whole lot better. So, things like that will continue.
Now, how many spring sports have you got coming up for you guys?
Yeah, we'll go, soccer, tennis, golf, and, you know, and track and field. So those are the four.
Because baseball.
Yeah, we're unique in the soccer world. You know, we go in the spring instead of fall.
And then also baseball and softball, summer sports for you guys, right?
That's right, yep.
So, you know, your season runs a little bit longer, but then again, it may help you out in the long run.
I think you're right. Yeah, I do. And, you know, it's again, we'll go back to, you know, where are we compared to, I think last March, we walked out of the state basketball tournament and said, geez, just get us to May when this thing's over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we actually, you know, do we dare think this might go into the summer? And then we got there and thought, do we even dare to think this is going to still be around when school starts? And, you know, everybody knows the rest of the story.
Right. So. That's exactly right. So, I mean, what is the future hold in your mind for high school athletics? Let's, you know, for the first time, let's just assume that COVID's still with us. So what does this change? Does it change anything or not?
You know, I think, somebody was mentioning just the other day that, you know, the number of flu cases is way down. The number of people that you encounter that seem to have a cold that lingers around, that's way down. And so some of the protocols we put in, you know, that have been put in place, not just in athletics, but in the workplace and everywhere else, have really contributed to people maybe being a little bit more healthy. So I think, you know, the focus, I think the sports medicine committees and the trainers associations and the medical community in general, I think, is going to push us to continue to do some of the things that we're doing. I don't know, quite frankly. I think people are longing for the days when you can have 10,000, 15,000 fans in the arena again. I'm not sure we're going to get there.
I think,
you know what I mean? I just don't know.
I think it's going to be a while before we get that far. I'm hoping like everybody else, but I just don't think that's going to happen. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think, as again, and one of my favorite lines is, if you don't think, you know, ... you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
so,
right. Yep.
You know, if you don't think we're going to see some more of this, you're just not paying attention. So
yeah, I totally
agree. And you know, the big words have been pivot, right? So
mm-hmm.
This happens and we pivot and we do something else. And quite frankly, what I've told our staff is this has turned us into better problem solvers than we've ever been.
Yep.
You know, I think we talked back in football season that the first plan that we put together for football, or the first plan that my football sport administrator brought to us, we thought he was crazy. So that's the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard. And it ended up being exactly what we did.
Yeah.
So
it worked perfectly.
You don't think outside the box. You think like there's no box.
That's right. Tom, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Oh, no. Thanks again for the opportunity.
Hey, I always enjoy talking to you guys over there.
My best to Paul and his staff as they get moving. My son is employed by a company that works with some of their events. So he's out there and keeps me posted on what's going on in Indiana. So best of luck to all you guys. And,
all right. Same to
and
you.
We'll keep plugging away here.
All right.
All right.
Tom, take care of yourself.
So
good talking to you. Bye-bye.
You too, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That was Iowa High School Athletic Association Executive Director Tom Keating. He's been our first guest. We're going to take a break and get our second guest on here. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down.
13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first guest, who is Tom Keating of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Now we're being joined by a brand new group that's gotten organized here. It's called the Unified Sports Group. And now we've got our president on here. It's Alan Bodenstein. Alan, good morning. How you doing?
Great. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing just fine. I was really impressed to see another group get together who can maybe do some other things that people hadn't thought about. And I think this is going to be a group that you're going to be very proud of, and trying to give all kids, now the ones who have disabilities, one who doesn't, a lot more chances to participate.
Absolutely. You know, the Unified for about 7 years, 8 years, And, you know, it's just time for us to kind of get organized and get things, scaled to a large, a higher level.
How, if a school is interested in putting together a program such as this for kids with some disabilities, how's the best way for them to go about doing that? And what are some of the things they have to do?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do is get together with their, their principal, their administration, and their athletic director and see, if, it's a good fit for them. Some schools just don't have the facilities to add, add some more sports. But, we're here at, we're called the Unified Coaches Association of Indiana. We're a not-for-profit, and we're affiliated with the IHSAA and Special Olympics. And we're here to help programs either start from scratch or develop into a bigger program.
Now, you got, of course, track started this back in 2013 for you guys. Now, I know you added flag football in 2018. What else have you added? What else would you like to add here in the next couple, 3 years?
Well, track and flag football are both IHSAA sponsored state championship sports. So they are considered varsity sports. And they would like to add one more sport during the winter. Flag football is a fall, and track and fields are spring. They're looking as to what they can add in the winter. And again, facilities are a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to add swimming, but pools are pretty crowded already.
Right.
Basketball is a possibility. Volleyball is a possibility, but again, gym space is an issue. So we're looking to kind of see what the right sport might be for us. And then we have two sports right now that are sponsored by Special Olympics. And that's bowling and bocce. And bocce is our fall sport. Bowling is our winter sport. And they're looking to add a spring sport. So our total will be six sports, one Special Olympics and one IHSAA for each season.
What would be your spring sport for the Special Olympics, you think?
I'm not quite sure. The last I heard, they were considering cornhole.
Okay. All right. I know there's an awful lot of people who like that. That seems to be catching on as a very popular sport, not only in high school, but in college as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You see it on ESPN. You see different channels now.
Mm-hmm. So how big a deal do you think this is for the average person who probably doesn't know and doesn't understand? And they have, quote, I hate to use the word normal in this case, but I will for the preface of this question, who have fairly normal kids. But how do you explain how important this is to those type of people?
Well, first of all, they need to know what we're doing. So Unified Sports is a combination of kids with intellectual disabilities and kids without intellectual disabilities, and they play together. So in regards to like flag football, when we play, we have three special needs we call them athletes on the field, and we have two kids without special needs. Well, we call them partners, and they play together, and it's competitive, and so that's the flag football. And then the track and field, everything is based on ability. So if I have a athlete with intellectual disability that is fast enough to run in the first heat, he or she might be running against, six or seven kids without intellectual disabilities. So everything is kind of mixed together. Bowling, we do something called the Baker scoring system. We mix the two groups of kids together, and they bowl together. And same with bocce. We put teams, you have to have a certain amount of athletes and a certain amount of partners together.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, it's a huge deal that these programs are being started in the high schools. Since we started, and I'm at Carroll High School here in Northwest Allen County, since we've started, our special needs kids have become what I would call just regular matriculating kids in the school. Whereas maybe 10 years ago, they'd walk in the hallways with their head down so they didn't have to communicate with anybody. Now they're kind of superstars in the hallway.
Yeah, their heads are held high, and they say, hey, I could be just about like you guys.
So. Yep. And the relationships are so important. You know, we say that the athletics are basically our pathway to the relationships. Mm-hmm. And to the social part of it. And our special needs kids now have social lives, you know, where they go out with, you know, they go to the movies, they go out to dinner. Those relationships are really, really special.
I take it just from what you just said there that this has now become a very important off-the-field activity for them to being a part of an on-the-field thing. The off-the-field stuff is now starting to come along, which I assume was part of this group in the first place, one of the mission parts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of the parents of our special needs kids, they probably never envisioned their kids having the opportunities that they have now. You know, like I said, movies, dinner, obviously before COVID, mm-hmm. We did a lot more. But we still try and do, even though we have certain limitations, you know, we still try and do stuff. Just to keep them active. You know, this summer we took them on some hikes at some of the real nice trails. We've taken them on bike rides. So, you know, the social stuff is just as or more, maybe more important than the sports are.
There are 410 member schools in the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and you've got some unified programs at about 175 of those. What would be a good number for you guys that you want to eventually get to, or would you just like to have everybody have unified sports in their programs?
Well, we'd love to have everybody involved. But like right now, you look at, maybe a district like Fort Wayne Community Schools, not every school has programs in the school, in the high school, for kids with intellectual disabilities. You know, some districts will kind of funnel those kids into one or two, maybe three schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not, I don't know how realistic it is to have every school, but I'd like to have every school that has a program with kids with intellectual disabilities.
So, you know, and you mentioned earlier that you have a couple of groups. How do you determine who's in which group? You know, who's a member, or, you know, who's a leader, or whichever. I forgot what you were, you know, what you said they were there.
But. So our athletes are defined as the students with intellectual disabilities.
Okay.
And then our help, you know, for lack of a better word, helpers are called partners.
Okay.
And there are qualifications for a student to be considered an athlete. So they have to have an IEP. An individual education plan. They must be receiving services, and they, I'm drawing a blank on the third one. There are three criteria.
Yeah.
And, they have to have an intellectual disability.
Right. Okay.
So, if they fit into those categories, then, you know, we can consider them an athlete. No, we don't have to. We can, if somebody wants to be a partner and they want to be considered a partner, we can do that too.
Okay. All right. Alan, anything else you want to add or bring up before I let you go?
Yeah, just if there are teams in your community, I would encourage you to go out and watch because, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of love out there. And, I think once you go to a flag football game or a track meet for unified sports, I think you'll be hooked.
Yeah, I'm almost sure that nobody here in Clinton County has a unified sports program, and that's why I really wanted to bring this up to people, make sure that they were aware that this actually goes on. So, I don't think anybody around here has that.
Yeah, and we have a website right now that's up and running.
Okay.
So if anybody needs, you know, more information, it's UCAIN, so it's UCAIN. clubexpress.com.
Okay. All right. Alan, I really appreciate your time this morning. I hope this goes off like you wanted to, and we'll probably get back in touch with you guys here but right around the start of next school year, okay?
Great. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. Take good care of yourself. We'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Alan Bodenstein, who is the president of the Unified Sports Program. It's one to help kids with some disabilities. That's going to wrap up our show today, as we said at the top of the hour here. 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to have girls regional basketball action for you as Clinton Parade takes on Rochester. That game starts at 10 o'clock this morning, so go Gophers. That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Thanks to our guests and to our sponsor, State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper. So join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.